Time now for the season finale of WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. I've been joined each week throughout the hockey season by Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
The 2015-16 season is in the books. The Sabres finished the year just short of a .500 record. They tallied 81 points in the standings, a significant improvement over their last-place finishes the prior two seasons. After a multi-year rebuild, it appears the organization is heading in the right direction.
Yes, I think there's a strong belief in the Sabres that they've taken the necessary steps to get back into contention next year, that the playoffs are a realistic goal. And they finally wiped away the culture of losing that was around the team for so long. And changing a culture isn't easy. They were so bad for 2 years. When Ryan O'Reilly got here in September, he said he could still feel some of that. And it was a long, long process. In October, they weren't very good. About 10 new faces, a whole new coaching staff. And they started to take some strides in November when they hit .500. Early in the winter, they really started to fall apart. But over the last half of the year, I think there's a big belief within that group that they forged an identity, they became a tough team to play against, that they became a legitimate team again, and that they can take steps next year and maybe get in the playoffs or contend for a playoff spot.
The biggest story heading into the year was Jack Eichel, the much-hyped rookie who was drafted second overall last summer. He didn't disappoint, scoring 24 goals, 56 points in his first season. It was pretty clear early on what a special player he is.
Right from even before training camp, when he played in those rookie camp games, he had some phenomenal plays, goals, assists, and he carried that into the preseason. And right from opening night, he scored, and it was a special season, not only for him but for the fans to enjoy. They haven't had a rookie like that in a long time. He's a guy that Tim Murray even said a couple days ago that he could, within a couple of years, he might be the best player in the NHL or one of the best. He scored 24 goals. He had 56 points. He played 19 minutes a night, and he's only 19 years old. And this is probably the, quote, worst he'll ever be. So I think we saw Jack Eichel take his first steps into superstardom this year. And you really saw him evolve over the year. The line you can draw on Jack's season is pre-Christmas and post-Christmas. And pre-Christmas, he was pretty good. But post-Christmas, he went home for about a week to Boston. He had that big game, his first game in Boston, two-goal, four-point game, and he really just took off from there. And I think you saw him playing a smarter game. I think you saw him becoming even more of a nightly presence, just a guy who's a bear for opponents to handle every single shift. I think you saw him play a two-way game. That was something he was cognizant of from day one, that he had to be a complete player, to be an offensive threat. He had to play defense and improve his defense, and I think he made a lot of strides there. And this is a big offseason for him. He was under a lot of pressure all year. He really blocked it out, but he's been going for about over a year now. Right after his college career ended, he played in the World Championship. He had all that pre-draft hype. He had the hype here last summer, and he only got a few weeks to himself in the summer, and he's been basically going for 6-7 months here. And he's going to go home to Boston. I think he's going to take some time off. He's going to recharge. He's not going to play for Team USA in the World Championship. And he's going to come back in September, and there's going to be a lot more pressure on him. And I think he's ready to deal with that.
A couple of other Sabres who had standout years include forward Sam Reinhart and defenseman Rasmus Ristolainen. Both of them took big steps forward in their development.
Yes, very big steps. Sam Reinhart, as we've talked about on this program many times, he was a guy, he was a big question mark in September, October. We didn't know if he would be a spare forward. We didn't know if he would go to Rochester. And in the end, he scored 23 goals, 42 points. He probably developed as quickly within a season as I've ever seen a player develop. He's a guy who, he didn't have a very good shot in the beginning of the year. And by Christmas time, Coach Dan Bylsma was talking about like how lethal his shot was. He developed into a terrific net front presence, and he was a guy who had never really done that before. He was always kind of a playmaker first, and he got a lot of goals early on. He didn't have a lot of assists, but we saw in the last 2-3 months he really became a playmaker too. You saw his hockey smarts. You saw how he thinks the game on a different level and why he was such a great prospect. And he's another guy I think there's going to be a lot of expectations on next year to build on this breakout rookie season. And he's another guy. He's very mature. I think he's built to handle all the pressure and everything else that comes with it. And Ristolainen's a guy. He was really a question mark, too. You figured he'd be pretty good. He'd make some strides this year. But he became the Sabres' number one defenseman by far. Just a reliable 25-minute presence every night. Played in every situation. Had a lot of offense. I think he slumped a little bit toward the end of the winter. But the last 10, 20 games, I thought he got his game back. And this is another guy who, big off season for him. He's due a contract. He could possibly get one of those 5-6 year deals worth 20-plus million. And if that happens, or even if that doesn't happen, he's another guy, 21 years old. There's going to be a lot of pressure on come September, October for him to replicate that season, to have growth. Like Reinhart, like Eichel, I think he's very mature, and I think he's kind of built to handle it.
Let's talk about the goaltending a little bit. Robin Leonard was brought in to be the number one guy. He was hurt for much of the year, and Chad Johnson really stepped up and played very well this season. That's a question mark whether he'll be back next year.
Yes, he's an unrestricted free agent. And Chad Johnson's really not a household name. He's been on about five teams. He was a late-round draft pick. He's 29. If Chad Johnson was 5 years younger, if he had been a first- or second-round pick, I think there would be a lot of different feelings about him. Very quietly, from November 1st on, he was one of the league's best goalies. The stats prove it. I think if you watched him play, you would have seen that. He just played a calm, cool game. He gave the Sabres a chance to win every night. And Jack Eichel and Ryan O'Reilly and Sam Reinhart, those guys got most of the attention this season. But I think if you really look at it, Chad Johnson was probably their most consistent presence all year. Once he got going in early November, he was their backbone. And his teammates even recognized that. They voted him unsung hero, something which means a lot to him. But we don't even know if Chad Johnson's going to be back. There aren't a lot of goaltending gigs out there in free agency, but there are a few, and he'll probably be pretty affordable. He wants to start badly, and he likes it here a lot, but he's willing to leave. So I think there's a good chance Chad's played his last game for the Sabres. And general manager Tim Murray wants Chad Johnson back for the right price. But in the same news conference, he also talked about how the Sabres need Robin Leonard to be a true number one, to play those 55, 60 games and be their best player, their hardest working player. And that's one of the things they need to get over the hump and reach the playoffs. And Tim Murray talked about Chad Johnson coming and competing for a job. But based on what he said about Leonard, it sounds like it's definitely Leonard's job. And if that's true, my thought is that Chad will move on.
Well, Murray on Monday did say that making the playoffs is a realistic goal for the team next season. Would you agree with that statement? And what are your thoughts on the job Dan Bylsma did in his first season in Buffalo?
I think it is a realistic goal. They have a lot of teams to climb. They're in a pretty tough Atlantic division. But if you look at how they played over the second half, they went 24-14-7 in the final 41 games. And that pace over a full season would put them in the thick of the playoff hunt, could even get them a spot, 94 points. There will be some tweaks this offseason, of course, maybe even a big addition or two, but this is their team going forward. And I think given how many young guys they have, how many young guys who thrived, how many young guys who will keep growing, who are very mature, like I said, I think the playoffs are very realistic next season. I thought Dan Bylsma did a strong job his first year. He came in right away, and he commands respect just because he won a Stanley Cup. And that's everyone's goal, and he's done it, so obviously you're going to listen to him. And he, right from day one, guys were wowed by the structure he instilled. I think he hired a strong staff, and I think they changed the standard. I think they helped change the culture, and the proof was evident on the ice. They're still a raw team. They're still deficient in many categories. They had a very, very hard time scoring. But just watching the way they played the game, it was almost a 180 from last year. They were just a cohesive unit most nights, structure within the game, and they didn't have that in the past. And what should really, I believe, give fans a lot of hope for the future is that they have a GM and a coach who are on the same page. They're close. They talk a lot. And it probably hadn't been like that since Darcy Vergeer and Lindy Ruff were in town. And Tim Murray has a relationship with Dan Bylsma he didn't have with Ted Dolan. Those two weren't very close. I don't think the communication was as good as it should have been. To have a coach and GM on the same page is huge, and they're close, they communicate well, and that's huge for the Sabres' future.
Well, what kind of moves would you expect in the offseason? What are this team's biggest needs at this point?
I would expect a few moves. The biggest needs, in my opinion, are a puck-moving defenseman, maybe one who can quarterback the power play. Tim Murray joked about that coming from heaven or being a Christmas gift this offseason. They're very hard to come by, but the Sabres still do have some assets to trade. They need another scoring winger to play in the top six. Those are very hard to come by. If Chad Johnson leaves, they'll need a backup goalie. They still need some fourth line depth. They need some pieces still, and I think, as we've seen from Tim Murray, he's very aggressive. He'll do anything. There's still old guys left from the old regime that I don't think he's attached to. So we'll probably see, in my opinion, at least one significant move this offseason.
We also learned this week that forward Cody McCormick is retiring after suffering from a blood clot. You wanted to say a few words about him.
Yes, I've been around Cody since day one when he signed in 2009, and I've had the pleasure of being around a lot of friendly, accountable hockey players, down-to-earth guys, and Cody McCormick's one of the two or three or four best I've ever had the pleasure of talking to, and he was an accountable guy. He was proud of being a Sabre. He was proud to make Buffalo his home. And he was a terrific team guy. He's fought more than any Sabre in the last 5-10 years, probably. He's one of those guys, the cliche is, he bled for the logo. And there aren't a lot of people in the NHL like Cody McCormick. And I don't know what the future holds for him. He's still been around the team working out. Some guys rehabbing before practice. But he will definitely be missed.
Well, Bill, I want to thank you for joining us throughout the Sabres season. We'll talk to you periodically throughout the off season, and we'll do it all over again next fall.
Thank you for having me all year, Omar.